What's up, guys? Tonight, Iris suits up, Harry is messing around with a thinking cap, and we finally found the three last bus metas. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Purple rain, purple rain.
It's kind of purple in here, right?
We miss you, Prince.
Yes. It's back on its home planet.
Back on its home planet, purple for sure. Rain.
For sure.
With MJ. Yeah. What is up, guys? It's another episode of The Flash. Run, Iris, run. I am here in the studio with Chauncey and Zach. Let's just hop right into it. Iris suited up, finally. How are we feeling about it?
It was awesome. I mean, yeah, her suit, her going through the internal conflict. There was a lot going on there, a lot of internal conflict, but with some badassery.
It was everything I ever dreamed of. It was amazing.
Is that sarcasm? I can't tell.
No, I really enjoyed tonight's episode. It was good. Really good. It was a little short. I was hoping Iris would be more of the
short.
Flash, but man, she killed it.
Yes, she did.
She ran.
I was so...
Run, Iris, run.
Run. Oh, when he said that, we all were just like,
it's come full circle.
It's all really coming together now. Yeah. I just love this episode because I felt like people always want to come for Iris and they make it seem like she doesn't do anything. And obviously with the switch of the DNA, we see that Iris's job, because Barry clearly has a little bit of trouble handling what she has to do. And then she still kills it.
Kind of. End.
I mean, she... For being the Flash for, like, what, one day?
1 or 2 days, yeah.
She did that.
Okay, let me ask you a question, because I think I wrote this down. Do you feel they did that to portray to show that, like, only Barry really can be the Flash? Because she did that whole arm thing with the flames, and, like, you know, Barry had to learn that, but still, coming from the teacher, like, that's, like, science. Like, that should have just gotten rid of all the flames and whatnot, but she couldn't handle it, you know? Like, what's that about? Do you think... Barry's the sole person to be the Flash? See where I'm going with that?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I think it wasn't just... I mean, yeah, I think Barry is the one sole person to be the Flash. But I also think it was just to show that, like, they both kind of not want to be in each other's positions, but sometimes they maybe feel like they don't bring enough to the table. And I feel like the switch was to show that you're the only one who can do this job the way it needs to be done.
Cool.
Well, I will say that Iris did Barry's job really well.
Oh,
Barry,
yeah, I'm not taking away anything
end.
At
no,
all.
I'm not going to say it on your end. Yeah. I was just going to say that Barry didn't do a very good job with Iris's.
Oh, he went to the wrong computer and everything.
Went to the wrong computer. He kept freezing. It was just like, which, I mean, I guess we'll talk about it, but it just seemed like, I don't know, he just seemed a little inept in that. I mean, he gave a great pep talk, in my opinion. Like, he was all
she
there for...
Does.
Like,
always.
He always gives great pep... Everyone gave great, great pep talks.
We had a lot of those tonight, right?
Yeah,
why is there so many pep talks?
In terms of, like, you know, like, Iris kept calling out to Barry, Barry, what do I do? And each time, like, the first time he completely froze, Cisco had to go get her. And then the next time, it was like, Harry had to end up doing the thinker cap. He froze each time, so I don't know...
Well, he didn't freeze in the first time. He, like, told her, like, hey, you have to phase... He was like, do the wind tunnel, and then you also have to phase... You know, through but, the thing. And she's like, how do I do that? I don't know how to do that. Which, rightfully so.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like I would have been annoyed if she was able to phase and all
oh
of that
God,
from the
yeah.
get-go. Just because it took him so long to do those things that mm-hmm. it would have been like... Okay.
It would have been
the
whole
Star Wars syndrome.
I was just about to say
right now.
It would have been the whole Rey thing with Star Wars. How suddenly she could do Jedi mind tricks. And it was
all
like, didn't
yeah.
you just...
Realize
what?
You have... Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Which, I mean, and I do get what you're saying, like, about... The idea that I felt that way too. Like, there's something with Barry where the Speed Force, his connection to it just comes naturally
yes.
for him.
Yeah.
And, like, he
Which
just knows.
Iris talked about it a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, exactly. It's just instinctual for him, as though it was made for his body, for him to be that person. And even though Iris did really well, it was definitely, you definitely saw that it was like Barry is the one that's naturally supposed to have it.
Yeah. I see some people in the chat saying that, you know, they felt like Barry got dumbed down and that he's smart. He should be able to know how to computer. Just because you're smart doesn't mean you know how to be a leader, though. Or, like, lead in the sense of how Iris led. You know what
Barry
I'm saying?
Barry has been, like, and that was my question in this, too. Like, Barry was the past leader, and I still believe he is the leader, but, like, Iris just kind of delegates. Like, Barry is the leader of Team Flash, but Iris says, hey, guys, he's busy right now, so I'm going to tell you what to do. You know? It's a team effort.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say maybe the role was what made him, like he seems to know, like, to be instinctual when he's the Flash out there. He can be like, I got to do this, Cisco, you go do that while we're out there in the field. But him being in the computer room, maybe it was just like he couldn't, you know how some people are like visual learners versus some people being audio learners. Like, he just couldn't formulate a plan while he was in the lab with them. It just seemed weird that he kept
freezing up
the whole time, you know, with him being as smart as he is. So I totally get what some people are saying in the chat of the idea of why. But then again, it kind of just, I mean, if he was super smart, we wouldn't need Team Flash.
Yeah. I also think Barry, I feel like one of the main themes with like DC superheroes is that they're very emotional and they're not necessarily the most rational when they're taken out of situations. They're very like all in. Like, we see that with Black Lightning, we see it with Arrow, we see it with a lot of different DC characters, and I feel like he's an instinctual type of superhero. He has to be in the middle of it. He just has to go with his
when
gut.
He's taken out of it. It's just like, what do I do?
Yeah. So I feel like, you know, we got to see kind of where he's like, oh. I mean, I'm sure we already know he appreciates what Iris does, but I think it was definitely like a reminder of, okay, she really is out here doing things.
There's a nice balance too, because we see Barry, like, he really has lost a lot, you know, his job, and then he even talked about, he's like, I lost my powers, and he's like, I don't want to lose you. So it was like a really cool balance, I guess, with the writers, or just, you know, Grant Gustin portraying the way he did, because it could have been very moody, and I could have been very like turned off.
Could have been Ralph.
Yeah, I could have been. Oh my god! Yes, I didn't want another Ralph tonight. And Barry was just perfect. Where I was like, all right, I feel bad for you. You're losing these things, but you know, you're being good to your wife as well. Like, let her live in this little bit.
He could have very easily guilt tripped her the entire time, but he was. I love that he was like a cheerleader for her.
Yes, because she always is for him. So
yeah. Speaking of the whole Barry and Iris thing, what did you guys think when he said, like, when he gave her the option to give back
the power,
his speed?
I thought that was very nice of him. It's one of those things where it's like, oh yeah, babe, it's okay. It's not really okay, though. You're just saying it's all right. It's not like he wanted his powers back. It would have been ridiculous if she kept them.
Barry pulls a thing that girlfriends do with their boyfriends when they're like, it's fine.
And that's what I mean. It's like, fine. Well, I used to say, like, it's okay, babe. It's not okay.
No, we care.
Like,
it's
not
fine.
No.
It was a test.
I just find funny how.
Yeah, I just think it's cute that, you know, you kept these powers. Let's get into Ralph, because I just feel like he was
Debbie Downer tonight.
Debbie Downer the entire episode. I understand the fear aspect, but first of all, we can't be coming for Iris when all of last season she literally was knocking on death's door.
Yeah, like, it's like, I mean, he wasn't around last season, but he should know what we've mentioned it, or they've mentioned it before to him about Savitar and everything, right? Like,
yeah, I feel like he's been mentioned multiple times.
Yeah, so he should know, like, don't rag on her. Like, she just had like a gun pointed at her all last season. Not a gun physically, but you know.
A big medley claw.
Yeah, there you go. Someone coming after her.
Also, it just wasn't accurate. Like, his whole thing is like, you're never out in the field. We, in this very season, like the episode when Cisco and Ralph got shrunk, and she came out with the blast gun.
Yeah.
And was out. Iris, I mean, one of the things they've been doing this season is anytime, like, Barry's indisposed or something like that, she brings up the gun. That's her thing. She's like, I'm on my way. Like, she's always ready to go out. Her bachelorette party.
True.
All these times.
Oh my god, yeah.
She's been out in the film. So it's like, where is this coming from except for a plot point?
One of the things I love about Iris, and I think that a lot of people forget, is she really is just kind of like the I'll do whatever you need me to do type. Like, she's not a doctor. She doesn't have the same, like, education as everyone else is. Not saying she's dumb whatsoever. No. She's very smart. But she's not a doctor. You know, she's not, you know, technologically savvy. She doesn't have any meta powers, but yet she's the first one to be like, okay, cool, I'll go do this. And I feel like, I don't know, it made me mad when Ralph was like trying her, because I was like,
yeah,
okay, rubber band man, you need to chill out.
Seriously.
we do not have the time for this.
Yeah, he just kind of, it was weird that was coming from him too, because like two episodes ago or whatever, like she also gave him a pep talk then. So it was like, where is this coming from? I mean, I got that he was moody, but it was like, where is this coming from that you're just kind of coming out with the... Like that she's never done.
Yeah.
Did you get short term memory loss? Like she has been, there has been multiple episodes this very season where she has been out in the field with you. So what are you talking about? She doesn't have powers like the rest of you.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little weird too. Like she, in her pep talk, she forgets like a whole little lapse of time where when she realized like, oh, you know what? I'm supposed to die in a certain day, so I could do whatever I want. Like I feel like that was just removed from, like trying to cheer up Ralph in some degree. Like Ralph isn't experiencing any of that moment of like, you know, well, I guess he wasn't predetermined to die at a certain time. You remember last season?
Yeah.
What I'm talking about? And Iris was like out there running around, like going after bad guys and stuff. Like,
yeah.
They just like eliminated that whole part. Like she was just like, no, all last season I was afraid and I thought I was going to die. And like, you know, I can relate to what you're saying. It's just like, turn it around a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Ralph just really... My problem with Ralph as a character is I feel like the writers do such a good job of having him have all of this growth. We've put so much effort... You've put so much effort in the season of having him grow as a person. And then we come to an episode like this and I feel like where was all
taking steps backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did all that growth go? Like there's no... And obviously, like, I get in character growth, there's going to be setbacks and whatnot. But I just felt like if we were going to have his little setback, it should have been back when his little boo got zapped, not now.
Well, he wasn't in the last episode, right?
No, yeah he was, like, moving into the basement.
Yeah, so, I mean, what do you think, because he wasn't in that last episode, we, like, lost that moment for him to, like, for us to feel bad about him?
I guess.
It just seems like this character, every time he takes five steps forward, it's like another two steps back for plot point reasons. And that's why I think, I'm not going to call it like lazy writing. I just feel like they make his emotion what it needs to be for the episode sometimes. Like,
and it's very one note for the entire episode.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this entire episode was very just like, I'm moody and like Iris. Like she kept looking at him and he kept like guilting her in some way. And I was just like, don't do that.
And it's like, why is she suddenly so affected by Ralph? I don't know. It was funny. Art Master Austin in the chat has a new hashtag for Ralph. It's Emo Ralph, which I think pretty much works. That's a great hashtag, Art, because like that's what he was this whole episode. And that's what he gets like so many times. And everyone always it feels like everyone usually has to stop.
Give him a pep talk.
Yeah. Give him a pep talk.
Pep talks.
And it's like,
how many people have gone through to pep talk him now?
I think he's had a pep. I mean, probably. Well, he gave Joe a pep talk one time.
I would say he's had one with Caitlin. He's had one with Cisco, Harry,
Cecile.
Cecile's the only one I don't think that's given him one.
He's had a pep talk from everybody.
I've actually heard that in order to join Team Flash, you have to be a professional pep talker.
It works. I mean, that was the theme tonight.
That was definitely the theme tonight, so.
That is good to know. I might have a chance now to
inspirational speakers. They've been good at that all the time. I mean, I do miss the seasons when it used to be no episode. You knew an episode was good if someone cried.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's what I used to say about this show. And no one's cried as much. Although they did kind of cry last episode, but no one cried this time.
It's a good episode overall, though.
Yeah.
Real quick, I'm glad that they finally answered the question of if Iris was still a reporter.
Oh, yes. I was just like... Yeah. She quit her job.
Yeah.
Okay, we finally found out she quit her job as a reporter.
Okay, cool.
It's like, what are you doing? So who's paying the bills, though?
Yeah. Who?
I'm sorry.
Where
like,
are we getting... Who's keeping the lights on at Star Labs?
Well, someone mentioned...
More than that, at that apartment that they have. That's a big flat.
That's a
nice...
Well, someone mentioned in a... I don't know. I didn't get a chance to, like... reference it or whatnot. Someone mentioned in the comments last episode that Barry came into the fake Harry's money or something like that when it came to Star Labs.
Oh.
I don't remember that exactly. Maybe it was like kind of
like the end of season one?
Yeah, something like that. Like
message?
when he got to take over.
He got Thon's money is what Ivan in the chat says.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know about him being super rich though. That's my only thing.
I feel like keeping a lab is very expensive.
Yeah, and I feel like would he really be so adamant about having his job at CCPD if I don't think it's the money. I think it's the moral thing why he wants to have it, but at the same time, it's like if you could just be the Flash, like, the whole time, like, what the hell does, you know, Bruce and them do? Yeah. Batman, Bruce, he doesn't get a job.
He doesn't need a job.
Bruce exactly. But this is what I'm using that as a comparison. But he's usually people are rich.
Because, I mean, Arrow's out here being the, well, he's not the mayor anymore, is he? Or is he still the mayor? I don't know. I don't keep up with that show anymore. But yeah, it seems like everyone else has jobs. So
everyone's working.
The
people.
Job is good because then maybe, it like, you know, offsets.
Maybe the real estate in Central City is really like that, though. Maybe I need to leave LA.
Go to move to Central City.
Get a big apartment.
Get a loft.
Central City. Just run around and rescue cats from
he
trees.
He is still the mayor.
Okay.
Apparently.
Yeah, so if okay. if Oliver has to be the mayor to keep the lights on over there, then
yeah.
I'm just saying, Barry, get a job. Just kidding.
He wants a job. They won't hire him.
You're right.
Be on pension, right?
Oh, true, because they didn't fire him.
He's definitely getting a check. Yeah. He really wants to go back to the lab, though. And I thought, one of the things I thought was convenient was that they made it so before Barry, while Barry lost his job, Cisco was now doing the thing that Barry did. And so that made up for it.
Cisco's not like,
he's not very good at
his rent or anything.
No, I'm just saying, like, they needed someone to be able to walk the scene with Joe. And so they put Cisco in his place instead of Barry.
I get it. Yeah. I get it. Do we think, I feel like Ralph's back and forth with his character, like with his like character development, is just more reason to feel like he's probably going to be a very big key in the like unraveling of DeVoe. Like, I still feel like his whole elastoman, like rubber band,
has to do with something with like breaking down, the body breaking down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like we just have to keep being like, oh, I'm Ralph. I don't know.
I just hope that we get a little bit of a break from it for a little bit, just because if it's going to be more of this up to the moment when it actually happens, then it's like we already know what's going to happen. He's going to, you know, be, you know, in fear most of the episode, and then towards the end he becomes the... And if they've showed their hand of that so many times, the how it resonates will lose effectiveness,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I just hope they don't make him... Yeah, like this the entire time, and then he has like a sacrificial hero moment, and that's the end of Ralph. Like, I'll be really annoyed if that's
how it could be the way it goes. I know. Mean, that's kind of the formula that we've been seeing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I don't think he's a red shirt at this point.
I hope not.
I don't think he's a red shirt. I think they've been building him up for either some sort of spinoff or something, but I don't think he's a red shirt. I don't know how long he's going to stay with Team Flash past this season, because they're building him up so much, you kind of wonder if they want you to want him to have his own thing.
Yeah.
So.
That would be interesting.
I wouldn't watch that. If he had his own show?
Yeah. Maybe like CW Seed. He has like a mini series.
Maybe.
You want to be in the Stretchy Man?
No.
Okay. Plastic Man.
Plastic Man.
Kind of looks like Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest?
No.
He
doesn't.
He looks like Jim Carrey.
No, he doesn't.
He does look like Jim Carrey. You're right. Sorry.
Well, then maybe I think Jim Carrey is... Oh, yeah. He's kind of cute, too. Okay, anyway. Let's get into Harry and this thinking cat. This kind of has me nervous, but also a little bit excited, because I think of all the possibilities that we could have from the thinking cap. But the idea of Harry getting all that intelligence with his temper.
Yeah. No,
what do you guys think?
No bueno. I honestly think, well, at the end of the episode, we saw that he somehow deduced. I mean, he became Sherlock Holmes, which is pretty cool. Right? Did you guys kind of catch that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Deducing everything.
Yeah. Which is, inference. I guess, a science of some sorts. Really cool. But I feel like they're playing into what's-his-face's hand again, DeVoe's hand. Like, I mean, maybe DeVoe calculated that he wouldn't be able to foresee who the next two people are, so he wants them to try and outthink them, and by doing that, they create the cap, and then he figures out who these people are, and I feel like we're going to hand over these two metas because of what Harry just figured out. Like, I don't think they're one step ahead of DeVoe. I think DeVoe planned this as well.
You think DeVoe's having them basically work for him?
Pretty much.
Without them knowing it?
Yeah, pretty much. Because that is how it has been the entire season so far. Why would it stop now?
Yeah. Yeah, Marlise was nowhere to be found at the moment. Mm-hmm. And, there was a whole thing with the mayor wanting to sit down with the DeVos, but them not being there. I don't know. I mean, but then again, if it's like, does that mean that DeVoe was like, I'm not going to know, so Team Flash is going to do it for me? So he knew they'd work for him in that sense?
I personally was thinking. Yeah, the wheels are just like turning because I'm literally thinking of so many different like scenarios. Because for a second, I was thinking about the device that Harry used that created beforehand to be able to synopsis like
this thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I thought maybe somehow that can tie in with this new thinking cap, and somehow maybe that can play into DeVoe's downfall. Like maybe, I don't know.
I think the cerebral inhibitor is going to come back and play. Maybe that is this. Maybe that's the real cerebral inhibitor.
Yeah, that's what I'm...
Whatever is going on with Harry. But I think it's interesting because, I mean, Cisco seemed to be worried that Harry was going to kind of become like Thawne or something.
Yeah.
Like evil. I mean, I could see it. I mean...
Well, I mean, the problem with that is, like, they didn't state the obvious where, like, why would you want to become, like, DeVoe, where, like, DeVoe has to take other people's bodies because his body can't handle the capacity of what he's thinking at. So, like, Harry would become the same thing as DeVoe. He would have to start switching bodies because it would be breaking down. You know, DeVoe's in a wheelchair because of his powers.
Yeah.
Like, they kept dancing around that, and they're like, oh, Harry, you have an attitude. Like, you turn into DeVoe and be like a madman and all these other things. But, like...
From what I understood, I thought Harry had figured out what was wrong with DeVoe's thinking cap, or like why DeVoe went in that direction. That was what I understood.
Oh, I didn't get that at all.
But I might be wrong. I also thought it was, I mean, I kind of see where Cisco's coming from because he literally said like DeVoe used to be a macaroni and cheese loving pacifist.
Which yeah, is seriously. True.
Which I completely forgot about because he's such a tool now.
Yeah.
But like Harry would be a very interesting villain, I think.
Harry would be a great villain.
He would, because he knows them. I would
love to see that.
Oh, I don't. It's like, I kind of want it.
Harry, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, we've seen it, though. We've seen Tom. Like, he's played that. He can do it very well. He's worn Thawne's face. Or Thawne, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
Thawne
he can
worn,
do it.
Yeah,
so, Harry's in face. That sense, like, we've seen him kind of be bad before. And Harry is so, like, borderline sort of, you know, evil scientist, mad scientist, which is not something you can get a degree in, as he's probably, obviously, from that talk with Cisco, we know that he might have looked into it.
It was a study. How did he say it?
He said it was a study.
It was a study. It's not like a...
You can't get a degree. So I think he's looked into being a mad scientist before.
Which is kind of fun.
And that may be... That would be interesting if somehow he starts going on the brink. That would be one more problem for them. But, I mean, I was just surprised they randomly had that security footage of DeVoe.
Out of nowhere.
Like, I checked the security footage after 4 years, and look what this is. This is DeVoe getting...
It's just like another... It's just another case of the writers being like, we need to get to point A to point C. Quick. Just throw one up there. Yeah. We'll make it work. It's fine.
We'll just reuse what we shot.
And it was so clear. I was like, did no one go through the...
Did we not think about using this weeks ago?
Right? Like, what is going on? I was like, all right, that's real convenient.
Well, we're trying... I cannot. I definitely... I mean, I don't know. I don't know where this thinking cap's going to... I just feel like there's not a lot of good that can come out of it, I personally feel.
No, because he, like, only used it to the degree that it could be used without the dark matter. I feel like he's going to stumble into wanting to use the dark matter to... You know, his ego is going to get thrown into it with DeVoe or something.
Yeah.
It's already there, right?
He's
like, I will be... He needs to be
the smartest man again.
Yeah, it's like, it's like he's taking this as a personal vendetta. It's like he can't... And it makes sense for Harry's character. That's the one continuity they really... Not one, but it's one of the continuities they've kept in the sense of his personality. Mm-hmm. Of like, he can't stand it if someone... That's one of his things. His thing is his brain. It's his ability to think things through, and DeVoe's really frustrating him. And it's funny that they gave him that plot line, because I would have thought Barry would have been going through that a bit more. But because, I guess, like what we've been saying, because they, I don't want to say dumbed Barry
we
down.
We already saw that, though, with Savitar. Like, Barry...
Yeah.
Last season.
So they couldn't do it again.
They couldn't do it again with Barry.
So, yeah. That makes sense. That makes sense.
I feel like it's going to come down to the fact that Barry is the polar opposite of DeVoe, so we can't have Barry feeling... We can't have Barry's ego being an issue because DeVoe's is an issue. I feel like...
Harry's the guy that would have an ego. Barry doesn't really have an ego. So it plays in perfectly.
Because
Cisco wouldn't work with Cisco either, because he's like a dork, you know? He doesn't have that, like, I'm better than you kind of personality.
I feel like the level of, like, pride that they need for it to be an issue can only come from Harry.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Yeah. I think that makes sense for the plot line, because it's the same thing, like, you were just saying with Savitar last year, and Barry, like, his whole thing was the speed. I can't be fast enough. I mean, I've always been the fastest man alive, and here's this guy, Savitar, is faster than me, to the point where people can't even see him. So that was Barry's thing. So it makes sense that this is Harry's thing.
That's kind of cool.
Which I wasn't really expecting. I didn't... I mean, it's obvious now that we say it out loud, but it's really cool that the writers... I know we get on the writers sometimes, but it's really cool that they thought... that they you know, pointed that out and really are playing that up, actually. Because it actually really works.
Yeah.
So if we do end up having a showdown of super brain power Harry and super brain power DeVoe, that'll be interesting.
I don't know. I like, this is one of those seasons where I'm really trying to figure out what is, like, the aha moment, like, what's going to make it all come together. And I
still just, hasn't happened, right?
No idea.
No idea.
I haven't figured it out.
Yeah, it's still very much all... And what are we on? Episode 16?
Yeah. 16,
isn't there, like, only 23 episodes?
Yeah, we don't have like 20, we don't have that.
That's all right. I like this. I'm, like, on the edge of my seat almost every episode, whereas opposed to, like, last season was kind of like... It's cool, like... another speedster. All right, what are we going to do here, you know?
Well, I don't know. I mean...
What?
I kind of wanted to start shaping up.
You know.
I wasn't talking about Wally.
Were you talking about Jesse?
No, I was talking about Savitar.
Okay.
Like how it's like, oh, this is the third season with another.
I actually liked Savitar as a villain.
I liked
Savitar. I mean, I liked him. I liked DeVoe's, like, I mean, I just want the actor back, the original actor DeVoe to come back, because I kind of miss him right now.
Yeah, he was really...
He was on point.
Good.
And that would be a great scene between that actor and Tom.
Yeah.
You know, with Harry. That would be... Like, ooh. I don't think they've been able to talk face-to-face yet, really. Yeah.
No, they haven't, have they?
Maybe it might have been a brief
scene.
You know
what?
It might have flipped my mind.
What if Ralph's purpose is to so DeVoe can get his body back, like his original body back? Because Ralph, we've seen him be able to turn into...
Well, we said that. Like, we said...
I don't remember saying that.
I don't remember it either.
It.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
I believe you wholeheartedly.
Okay. That would be kind of cool, but that would be
that was Chauncey's idea. Everyone.
That would only be for his wife, though.
That was Chauncey's idea, everyone, not mine.
It's okay, I'm not Harry. You can have it.
I don't necessarily think it would just be for his wife, though. I feel
why would he want? Why would he get his body back?
Because wouldn't you want your body back if you weren't?
I was like a crippled old man, and then like I had an opportunity to like be in a younger body. I think I might take.
He was only crippled after his body started deteriorating.
He was regular back in 4 years.
Yeah,
ago.
He was a handsome dude.
Yeah, he was nice looking,
and now he's in a woman's body. So
I mean,
you know,
yeah,
maybe he wants to go back to. You know, his Silver Fox ways.
Yeah, yeah.
Personally, I would go back to the Kendrick Sampson, a.k.a. what's his name?
Dominic.
Dominic. I would go back to Dominic's body.
Yeah.
I don't think his...
if I was Marlise, I would...
I think Marlise was into that.
Yeah, it just, you
she's
know...
the only one.
She wasn't into it. She's like, I'm sorry, I'm not used to it yet.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things with Harry and DeVoe where it's just like, okay, so he got... Well, what were we talking about, like, with the thinking cap? Like, he got the thing, but it's like, okay, so is that all he was using it for? Like, I don't know, what's Harry's end game now? Like, just to be able to think...
To outthink the thinker?
But how so? Like, how can you outthink the thinker if you don't know what the thinker is thinking?
What I think is nerve-wracking about... What's nerve-wracking about the whole Harry thing to me is that, like, I keep losing my train of thought, and it's really stressing me out.
You feel like he's going to go the way of DeVoe?
No, well, yeah, but I feel like DeVoe's whole thing is, like, he had good intentions in the beginning, and then him being selfish and, like, wanting to prove that he was the best was, like, what led him astray. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Harry's just straight going into building this thing being selfish. Like, there's not really any, like... I'm just trying to help the team. It's more like this is I need my.
It's his ego, it's
and so shirts. That's where I just the whole thing makes me nervous because I just feel like there's no real good that can come from it. But the fact that Cisco's kind of in on it gives me a little bit of hope.
Yeah, it's the regulator.
Yeah.
And Cisco didn't want to do it at first because, you know, he cares about Harry, you know. And this, once again, this came back with the whole thing with Ralph being like, oh, my God, we have the one chance and we're not going to do it. Yeah. And it's just like, you know, Ralph was being kind of selfish in that sense. It's like, we're telling you this could do. I mean, we just saw footage of what it did to DeVoe because this footage appeared. And
you know? That was the only time, though, I was okay with Ralph being like how he was, because that's like his one little glimmer of hope. This entire season, they have not had one good idea to like how to outsmart DeVoe, and it's just like a little glimmer of hope, and it's just taken away from him. So that point, I was like, okay, this is the only time it could be Debbie Downer. Yeah. I was okay with.
Art Master was asking in the chat, if Harry became a villain, do we think it'd be cool if he team up with Thawne? I think Tom would have to do double work.
Ooh.
Because clearly he's been Thawne. Yeah. And
but I would
be like 8 of him by then.
I'd be here for it.
I mean, it would be cool.
I think if anyone could do it, it'd be Tom Cavanaugh. Like,
what do you mean double work though? Wouldn't
he's already played Thawne. He's already played. Wouldn't he? Wouldn't the
other? Wouldn't the other Harry? I mean,
he's the he has Harry's face now.
Yeah, he's back to Thawne is back to being. Yeah, we saw in the crossover. Yeah, unless he goes back to having Thawne's face somehow.
But wasn't that because of a time thing? So shouldn't it?
I'm not even going to try to think that through.
I don't have a whiteboard.
I know,
draw.
I remember what it is. It was the Thawne with Harry's face after he absorbed him or did whatever he did with the body. So it was that one from the. Oh, yeah. So I guess he would still have that face.
Yeah.
But how did he lose his face and he got. He showed. Like. Because we saw a different Thawne in the first season, right? Right, we saw
the, yeah, we did. In the beginning like? Of the season, it was him originally because Barry had changed the timeline. But somehow, and by the time the crossover happened, he had became Harry's face again. I don't know if they really explained that or not.
I don't think they did.
But yeah, I mean, what we're saying is that basically Tom can totally play this. And if they go down that route where Harry from Earth 2 ends up being kind of evil, or maybe somehow, maybe this is part of DeVoe's plan. Maybe he wants Harry's body. I don't
think
know.
It's part of DeVoe's plan.
You know, so I mean,
that
it's,
would be
it's,
interesting.
I mean, it's definitely not a throwaway plotline.
Definitely not. But we still have two other metas.
Yeah.
Plus the new meta that we met. We didn't even talk about him yet.
Yeah, we gotta talk about him.
You know what I just thought about though when you said that maybe he'd want Harry's body. There is a scene where he had DeVoe's picture up, and then he had his picture up. And I thought to myself, they look very.
But it wasn't
very,
his picture. It was
Thawne's. But I still thought to myself, I was like, wow, they look very similar in this photo, like these photos next to each other. And that would
something struck out at me as well. With
that would be an interesting take if Harry was also on DeVoe's list. Well, let's get into the metas that we met this episode.
Yeah.
Our meatloaf meta. Our meatloaf
the
meta.
Money.
Pyro. I want my money.
Money.
Long live rock and roll.
I was singing.
Come on, Glee.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's go.
What's up, Max? Adler, another Glee alum.
Love it.
I was always nice when they come on.
I was watching. I was like, why do I know this face? Was he on the show before? Are they doing this double? No, he was in Glee.
Glee. Beating up people.
Beating up people in the beginning before we realized he was actually in love with Kirk and them.
Because I
you Glee people.
I too beat up people that I love.
Okay.
No, I don't.
No.
But yeah, that character was just very weird to me. He did remind me of Meatloaf.
I feel like they made a distinct character choice. And at first I was like, what is happening? But I kind of dug it halfway through. I'm like, if you're going to do anything, go with it. And they went ham with the whole idea of, like, he just made a distinct character choice. And I was like, if you're going to stick to it.
Yeah, sell it.
I was laughing. Yeah. I was laughing because I was just like, this is out of nowhere. But it worked for his short span of time on screen.
The chat is going crazy over him. Firestorm villain version. Like, how many times are we going to do, like, a firestorm tornado thing? He talked like a criminal from the 20s. 100%.
But I thought that was Kappa.
The Kappa. I mean, he was wearing a Kiss shirt with, like, studs. My question was, he was in that firestorm, which I don't know if any of you guys, I was a little hungry watching it. They said 800. It's 800 degrees. I was like, oh, like the pizza. I was like, oh, man. But his clothes didn't burn off.
True. He was wearing pleather.
Well, clearly, like,
I don't want to see him naked. Don't get me wrong. But, like, let's come on. You know, like, we gave Flash a suit because his clothes, you know, would burn up. And I don't know.
It's maybe lazy. It's, like, made part of his body or something. Okay, so you're just going to reject my logic to you.
Nope.
What's the logic?
Nudity or bust. My logic is that maybe his molecular scales or something merged with absorbed his cloth and fabric.
Okay, I could go with
that. Make it so that when he got his powers, what was ever connected to him, because it obviously had been days and he was still wearing the same outfit from the robbery.
Which is just nasty.
So, oh my God, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Was the next day or something, right?
It was a week.
It was a week?
Like, it was like, I didn't see that timeline. It was like 2 to 3 days. He had the same exact outfit on. So that tells me my logic is most likely correct. And maybe it was just stuck on him.
Oh, that's right.
What?
I totally forgot that. Billie Jean Girl 24 said on Glee, his character had a thing for Grant Gustin's character.
Yeah.
And I totally forgot about that. And Grant Gustin shot him down on the show.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, it was, he also, I think he also dated Darren, Chris's character, for like a short stint. He dated one of their, he actually had a relationship or something with one of them. Like, they shared a kiss or something.
It was written something. In the stars.
Or whatever.
No, should be met us.
But it was cool to see him. And I get, like, people are like, what was up? Because the minute he said Kappa, I was like, well, Kappa. This is by this, I don't know what he's what this is, but I dug it. I like when actors make choices.
I did too. What do we think of Matthew Kim?
They were going somewhere with it. Like, he became very religious at first. I was just like, oh, we're going to have one of these guys. But then it died down, and then it came back a little bit.
I actually thought that was consistent, though. His whole, I was here for a purpose. Like, and he didn't want them to stop him, so that's why he took Iris. Because, like, are you going to stop me from, I mean, like, look at the Spanish Inquisition.
It was kind of funny, though. He's like, I just thought I was here for a higher purpose. And Barry's like, what if you were here for a higher purpose? I was like,
what?
He didn't say a higher purpose. I don't remember how he said it, but it was like,
think of the purpose you were meant for. Now take it higher.
Yeah. So I'm like,
I'm the Flash. What's up?
You can help us. And I do wonder how he's going to, I mean, that was interesting. You know, and I know I've seen that actor before too. And
so
that
was cool.
I've seen him in a couple of things. So it's nice to see him, you know, in more of this, but, I thought it was interesting that he was kind of, you know, consistent with, like, they it was an interesting take. Once again, the actor made a choice in the sense of being like, I'm deep, I had a higher purpose of taking people's powers when they do bad. Even though it's kind of weird, he never noticed that he was switching powers.
Well, I wonder how many times he had done that. Well, because I imagine he probably hasn't done that with
any metas.
With any metas yet.
Yeah, probably hasn't met any metas, which.
Except the Mike Robber. Yeah.
Yeah, but he disappeared before he got to see that light had transferred.
True.
What if... Maybe I should say that. No, I'm going to discuss it now because I think it needs to be discussed. What if they... Because Harry's messing with this whole thinking cap thing, it's making his body capable of taking on that DNA. And what if the plan is to... Like, they eventually have a plan to switch DeVoe's DNA with Harry's. Could that be...
For what purpose? What do you mean, like, switch?
Well, just to take it away from DeVoe, just because, like...
And to give it to Harry?
Yeah, because...
Well, then we'd have an unstoppable team, and why would we have any more seasons?
You're right. But maybe there's... I don't know.
What was his name again? Melting Point? Is that what we...
That's what Cisco was insisting on, Melting Point. Not the Melting Point, but Melting Point.
Mm. That was fun.
Anyone pick up that it was Matthew Kim? Like, Matt and Kim, the band?
No. Who is the band Matt Kim?
Man, Kim?
No.
Sometimes the daylight.
Thank you.
Yeah, that still did not answer my question.
Tony knows.
I know.
The chat knows, I'm sure. We have some fun to talk about first, actually.
Oh, yes.
Want to have fun? Learn and grow in all areas of your life. For those of you who do, we have got a podcast for you. Conversations with Marina Menounos. Podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, Maria Menounos, and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Marina Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career and relationships, finances, and more. Let Maria be the big sister you never had. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Marina Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us who got you there. Congratulations. Conversations with Marina Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out.
Yeah.
All right. So I had to do that little segue thing there.
What if, though, the switching with Harry thing, they figure out a way to, like, I don't know, No.
You're still on it. You're just like, I mean, it's one of the things, whatever they pull, I think it's going to be epic. Because it's going to be one of those things really where, you know, most of us are throwing out a lot. It may be something we already guessed, but they kind of did a bait and switch and we kind of forgot about it. And then they go back. I think they will probably go back to the Ralph thing, but we'll see. You know, I do think it's going to be interesting to see what Matthew Kim does for the team because his power is basically just switching off. So he can't necessarily, like,
he can't really
you know,
do much of
if
anything.
There's, like, a fire going on, it's not like he's like, he has a very subtle power. So I'm kind of wondering if he's going to be in the lab a lot, maybe working with Harry to try to figure out how to beat DeVoe because I don't see him going to the film. He is a paramedic.
Which is kind of cool. We don't have one of those on the team.
But we have a doctor.
I wonder if he can switch his DNA with other people. Like, can he do it to himself?
Like touch them and then...
No, I think he's the conduit.
But why would he want to do that, though? Because then when he lose his power?
Yeah.
Well,
like, he's not rogue. Like, I get... Like, if he was a rogue, like, if he was, like, rogue from X-Men, where it's like she touches people and she could take their power for a bit. But I think his power is more like... He can take it and give it to somebody else.
I was just thinking about that because it would be kind of cool if that's how they got DeVoe weak for a second, if he like assumed.
I think they're going to siphon off the powers from DeVoe. Are we going into predictions?
Let's do predictions.
Let's talk about Iris. Did we not talk about
Iris? Her conclusion of going back to being a reporter.
We still got time. We barely even talked about her running and all that cool stuff.
You're so right. I'm so sorry, Iris girl. I love you so much.
She did the damn thing.
I just got so excited about her, and then I was like, I can't talk too much about her. And then I stopped talking about
her. Nice little throwback, and correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't Barry first train in a Star Labs sweatshirt? Iris was throwing on, rocking that same thing.
Those little throwbacks. I think he also fell on the treadmill one time. He did. Like, they had a very similar thing. I love the fact that, you know, she had purple as her thing.
Yes.
As opposed to the red and yellow.
And she Mace Windu'd it. No?
She what?
Mace Windu'd it.
Who's that? Yeah, say it again? That.
Yes. Mace Windu.
The purple lightsaber.
Purple lightsaber. Oh. Strictly because she wanted purple. He wanted a purple lightsaber. So he got a purple lightsaber.
Cool.
Gotcha.
Come on.
No, that makes sense. I got you. You said it so fast, I was like...
Mace Windu'd it. Sorry. Okay.
Which episode of Star Wars is that one?
1, 2, and 3.
Thank you.
Oh, is that the one with Jar Jar Binks?
Let's not mention that.
We don't talk about Jar Jar.
We don't talk about Jar Jar. The evil Sith Lord.
We don't talk about Jar Jar.
Misa no exist.
Misa no exist.
I love that Iris is going back to journalism. I've missed reporter Iris.
I missed it too.
I love her being in Star Labs and everything, but I kind of want something that's just hers. You know, something that only she has. And I feel like all my favorite throwback Iris moments were when she was like, before she knew Barry was a Flash. And she
she referenced it too. She's like, I used to be so fearful before her Savitar. I hope she gets that back. I want to see that with her again.
Her fearlessness.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to be slightly contrary in the sense that I love when Iris has her own plot lines and agencies for sure. I thought that the reporter thing worked enough, but it kept giving me Lois Lane vibes. And I'm like...
True.
It's always a Lois Lane.
I'm just like, I like the fact that her main job is being Team Flash. Like, being like the Flash leader.
Definitely brings it together.
Hopefully with the plot line, they'll be able to incorporate it. So, because the problem that we were having when she was the reporter is that she was always away from Team Flash. So she was always kind of slightly coming into the lab and kind of, oh guys, hey, what's going on? Okay, I got to go off to this thing. And although I think they've gotten to the point where they've incorporated her so well that probably won't be an issue, I was always afraid that in wanting her to go back to be the reporter, you're also wanting her to have a separate plot line from Flash sometimes. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, it's the Flash show.
Yeah.
So someone having a separate plot line usually means less screen time.
Yeah.
So that's what I was always worried about.
Well, she's doing like a blog. She's not necessarily
reporting.
So I'm hoping
she's
maybe
doing
like
her original blog though.
That, yeah, which I love.
Which is great. Yeah. I do love that.
But I hope like not that that's the extent of it, but I hope that they manage to like balance it out where she still gets to do the writing thing.
Yeah.
And we get to see that be something, but she's still very much leader of Team Flash.
Like, I just don't want it to be a thing where we advocated so much for her to have her own thing, and she has her own thing off screen.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they'll do that to her. Yeah.
No, I don't think they'll do that at this point, but that's what a lot of people wanted to push for in the first seasons, and I was kind of contrary to that, because I was just like, we all know how the semantics work. Because someone in the chat earlier asked, where's Gypsy? Well, she's probably got a separate plot line.
She probably got a new man.
You know, no, she does have her separate plot line, and she is like a police force.
Exactly.
To go through.
She's so not
like, yeah,
dealing with Team Flash.
She can't be around.
When you're not in Team Flash, you don't get screen time.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. So, I mean, it's great that she went back to being a blog. And I think we're in a new age where someone doesn't have to work for a regular paper. You can have a blog and get financed.
I was going to say,
Perez Hilton, hello.
A lot.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, a lot of papers, the whole, writing industry, I mean, we've talked about before, is very different than it used to be. So it's
I have to say something. So Ivan brought up a very good point in the chat. Why not use the Matthew to switch Caitlin's powers, because all last season she was trying to get rid of them.
I think, one, there's too much going on in this episode for that to have been a discussion. We might see it maybe in another episode, but I also think at this point...
She's kind of come into her own.
I was going to say, at this point, I feel like Killer Frost and Caitlin have a relationship that's, understanding of one another, and it's, balanced out. I don't think it's...
It was the beginning of this season, though. I thought she was trying to get rid of it, because we
had... Yeah, she was.
Yeah,
but she didn't.
I was going to say, we've seen it,
We've seen it come almost full circle now.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I would be interested to see if there is a way that his power can develop and he can split the DNA to where Killer Frost and Caitlin are two separate.
There would have to be another body.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like there have to be another body. Maybe one of these two metas is someone. I mean, I feel like they're putting these metas together and they're making some sort of Frankenstein. Someone can take this, someone can get mines.
Let's
maybe
just
we'll
go reference the Frankenstein thing as
well.
With the cap.
Maybe we'll get someone who can, Harry has the brain, Ralph has the body itself. Maybe we'll get someone who can create a whole separate body of molecules or something. Mm. Although, with the thing with Killer Frost is she can't, she's a personality now. Unlike the other metas where it's just the power.
Yeah.
Killer Frost is
a person.
Yeah.
You take her out of Caitlin, and I think it's been established that those are two separate people.
Yeah.
It gets kind of weird. She's not just some, unnamed, anonymous entity that's a part of Caitlin,
It's really not,
I think it'll be brought up, though. I do think Caitlin's probably going to debate it.
They have really, taken a step back on her character.
Yeah, she's going to need something to do. She'll need a scene. They'll go it in.
But I don't think they'll split, just because, especially with this last week's episode, Killer Frost was don't let Katie die.
Iris said Katie? I think that was the first time... I think it was Iris who said Katie as well. Up until this point, everyone's always called her Caitlin. I've never heard Katie before. And this is the second time someone said Katie.
Huh.
And, Flash does something for a reason for everything, so...
That's very true.
Yeah, maybe
I did hear that, right? Did you guys hear that as well? Chat, did anyone hear that?
Or yeah, maybe. Me? Also, Caitlin had a little, I think we were talking about last episode, she had the slither of hair.
Yeah.
She had the Nancy from Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street going on there with the gray.
A little bit later.
Also, Cisco had a Friday the 13th shirt on. It was a little horror.
He did. I saw that. I was trying to.
There were a lot of pop culture references in this episode.
A little Spider-Man?
Yeah. I love whenever DC references Marvel and Marvel references DC, and I love that they exist in each other's universes as comics, not as real life things. I think it's a fun little respect thing towards each other.
They have to acknowledge that they're there, especially when you have to reference some sort of superhero or whatever. So
do you guys have anything else before we hop into predictions?
I think that was a lot of, we got the Ralph and Iris talk at the end. They kind of made up, which was cool, even though he didn't kind of take back anything, but yeah.
Real quick, I thought the Mayor and DeVoe thing was kind of a random thing they threw in. Not random, but it was just not very well executed that it was thrown in there.
I think the Mayor thing's going to come back around because we already saw her on TV. We haven't seen her in the present yet.
Yeah.
She's going to be a problem. That's the thing I'm feeling. I feel like the Mayor's going to be a problem, and they're building up to her being an issue of having it. She seems to have an issue with the Flash.
Yeah.
And with Barry inadvertently.
I agree.
Cool.
We good?
Yeah.
Predictions?
Let's do predictions.
Can't think of it. Yeah.
I know. I was I just want to make sure.
I think we got everything. I'm pretty sure we covered it all. It was a... jam-packed episode.
Yeah, really there was a lot going on.
So,
all right, who wants to go first with predictions?
Where's the music?
Right on cue.
Gotta wait for the music, Drew.
Predictions. Well, I gotta say, we're doing predictions first before you can play the prediction music.
Can thinker be the thinker?
Yeah.
Who's on first? Okay.
I don't know Zach. Why. Every time we go into predictions, I space and forget what the preview was.
That's why I make you go before me.
Cardi B. Cardi B was in the preview.
Cardi B was in the preview.
She wasn't Cardi B. Y'all.
Oh.
No.
We just thought she looked like Cardi B.
She looked like Cardi B, whoever the new meta was.
Yeah, that blew my mind.
I mean, I don't think we're going to see DeVoe again, unfortunately. I think we're going to have like another episode. Kind of like... These episodes where they're finding the new metas is kind of like a throwback to the first season where it's just like, oh, there's a new meta that we have to like see if he's good or bad, and they're like terrorizing with these powers and help them out. So I feel like it's kind of going to be like that. Oh, I'm boring you now, huh?
No, I'm sorry. No, it's okay. Cold. It's cold.
It is a little cold. I think we're going to have like another like team building moment of like, hey, are you good or bad? You need to help us out because this guy's going to come after you. And it's going to be like that whole song and dance kind of thing. And then maybe someone will fly up to the moon.
We just threw that in.
Who's well, no, she has helium powers, and like people are floating and stuff. Okay. So you know, okay. You know. Oh well, but you know, we saw Barry like falling, and has he not like done like the tornado thing, or am I just thinking like in the comics or the cartoons?
Barry has done that.
Yeah,
before he fell. So like the whole suspense of like he's gonna fall to his death. I'm like, no, he's not.
Yeah,
I'm gonna predict he's not gonna fall to his death.
All right,
that's my prediction.
I feel like I will predict you will be right.
Oh, why? Thank you.
Yeah, well, in terms of... Well, I was saying that we saw the mayor on TV. That's what I was saying, not necessarily in physical person. She had made a TV appearance when Barry was walking into the office. And in terms of the mayor, I do think she's going to come back more into play. Okay. And I think she's going to be a bit of a thorn in the side because the previous mayor... was very corrupt, and I think this one is going to be someone who's a stickler for rules, so much so that she maybe sees like Flash and others as
like a vigilante.
Ooh, I think it might be a whole cool. Batman I sort think. Of thing, maybe.
Like okay.
Also, we all saw that Dawn last episode gave a little weird look. I don't think she's going to be evil, and I think she's going to come back around. She wasn't in this episode, but I think she'll come back around soon.
After you're done, sorry.
Oh, no, it's fine. And also, I do think Harry may be walking a fine line.
Oh, he is. Totally
in terms of...
I hope they destroy
being,
that
his
thing.
Brain maybe being corrupted somehow.
Yeah. Anthony?
Oh, yeah. So, speaking to the Dawn, it's kind of like a contained prediction, pretty much. I think she is the one who says, this house is bitchin'. When they, because you know how when Barry came out of the, they kind of like brushed that under the rug, pretty much, and made you forget it.
Yeah.
So when she like somehow makes her way to the West House, she's gonna say this house is bitching.
Well, let's listen for it. I mean, if she does, that's gonna be
the West House or maybe that loft.
That's a good one. Yeah. But that's gonna like
because the loft is in fact
that's gonna like give her away or some sort. Like it's gonna like give her away. Be like, oh, what? She's the one who says that because I think that's kind of important for some reason.
Well, like, I know we're gonna see her very soon because Candace Patton did an interview leading up to this episode, talking about this episode, and then saying that this alleged Dawn was gonna be. Popping up very soon.
Yeah, so they haven't totally confirmed it yet. I know Black Magic 99 had asked, so they haven't totally confirmed if she's Dawn, but a lot of us are leaning towards her being Dawn.
Yeah, and no one from the cast is really saying she's not Dawn.
Yeah.
So,
did we have any cast photos or something or fan art?
Yeah, art, fan art. Sorry, but are we Drew, do you want to give your prediction?
Yeah. Sorry, my prediction. I feel like I already said my predictions throughout the episodes.
You
kind of
did.
Yeah, so I'm just going to go with...
You were really ready. You had the whole thing about Thinker. So, yeah, we got most of that.
Yeah, so just that. That's my theory. I can't even remember with what I hashed out. But whatever I said earlier, that.
Yeah. Yeah, so, well, before we go, I also wanted... There's been so much fan art for the last couple of episodes when, you know, the speedsters came in, Iris, run, Iris, run. And we just wanted to highlight one in particular from one of our fave artist, Stevenson Johnson.
Woo!
Yeah. And you all might remember that he did a speedster thing of our panel at one time, one of the incarnations of our panel.
Not me.
And not Zach yet. So Stevenson, he wants to be a speedster.
He did make me kids
So we just wanted to show two cool ones, one from the last episode, which was such an awesome episode. Yes. And he was able to capture that with this fan art, which is basically, for those of you who might be listening, is Barry, Jay Garrick, and Jesse Quick, you know, a very cute photo of the three of them. And then one of Iris herself, of Run Iris Run with the purple, and it's a very nice fan art. And there's been people should go online. Stevenson is also online on Instagram and Twitter, and there's so many other fan art of Iris all around. So
yeah,
let us know which ones are your favorite.
Yeah, he doesn't just do The Flash, he does a lot of different shows, and he's
Supergirl,
bomb.
Yeah.
So
I gotta check him out.
Yeah. Now I follow him on Insta and Twitter. He's dope.
Follow me. I gotta go follow him. I'll find it.
Stevenson's drawing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. So check him out. If you have fan art, we'd love to see it.
Yeah, send us your fan art for any. Let us know.
Even if it's just a stick figure of Zach, we want to see it.
Yes. Amazing. He wants to be a speedster.
He does.
That's the next assignment, y'all. Maybe we might do something. If y'all can draw a photo of Zach as a speedster, send it in. We'll pick and vote which one is the best.
Oh, that's
kind
of cool. Okay. I can appreciate that.
It'll be great.
Nice little welcoming to the panel, you know?
Mm-hmm. Even if you can't draw anyway. I want to see it. Yeah.
Draw, audience, draw.
It doesn't quite work that same, but we got it. Nice.
It worked for me, Chauncey.
I try.
Well, guys, make sure to follow us on AfterBuzz TV. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on YouTube. Follow us everywhere.
Across all social media.
Across all social media. We're on everything because we got it like that. My name's Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OK Drew Jake. Make sure to catch me tomorrow night on Black Lightning, and then right after that on iZombie. Where can they find you guys?
Hey, everyone. You can find me again at Miss Chauncey KR on Twitter. And also on my Twitter, you can get links to my YouTube show, Bloody Breakdown, where I do horror movie reviews. And I have one coming up this week of The Strangers Pray at Night, where I pray tell, why did they make that movie?
Again, for the second time. Yes. And guys, my name is Zach Silverman. You can find me all across social media at Zach with a CH Silverman too. I hope you guys have a good night.
We'll see you guys later.
Next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.